You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah! This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, amen, and be glad in it. Why? Because God is on the throne, because He is living, because He is faithful, because He is merciful, because He is gracious, because He is long-suffering, hallelujah, because He is all-powerful, hallelujah, because He is able, hallelujah, not because of anything that's happening in our day on this earth, but because of what's happening in heaven, hallelujah, reba sandaya, but because of who God is and what He is able to do. And when He speaks, hallelujah, a word, amen, His word, this earth must come into obedience, hallelujah. The earth and everything in it must come into obedience. And also because His word will not return unto us void. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are rejoicing in the fact of who God is. Alpha and Omega. We thank You, Lord God. This is a place. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah to our hour of prayer. We are praying. That's what we're doing here. We are praying. We are talking to God, and we are also listening to God. And in order for us to listen, we got to shut our mouths. Hallelujah, amen. Even sometimes we gotta mute the thoughts. Amen, hallelujah. We gotta submit ourselves to Him. Amen. Hallelujah. All of the above and more is what we're doing with our Father right now. I thank You, Lord Jesus. I thank You, Lord God. We thank You, Lord God. Let's talk to our Father in heaven right now. Let's worship Him. Let's serve Him. Let's bless Him on this day. Let's direct our attention to Him right now, right now, right now. Some of us may have already been directing our attention. Well, can I join you? Amen. As you join me, and let's direct our attention and our focus to Him right now. Ooh, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, we are directing our attention to You right now. Jesus, we are directing our focus to You right now. What can mere men do? What can we do anyways? For real, the truth is we can't do nothing. And anything we think we can do is because He's given us He's equipped us and given us the ability to do. He's given us the power to do. Scripture says He gives us the power to get wealth. Come on, somebody. Ooh, let's depend on Him. Somebody say, depend on Jesus. We're depending on You, Lord God. We're trusting You, Lord God. And so as we give our attention and our focus and ourselves to You, presenting ourselves to You right now, a living sacrifice. Come on, somebody. Yes, giving up some things for You, Christ. Yes, letting go of some things for You, Christ. Some ways for You, Christ. Taking on some things that maybe in this moment we professing that we don't like, but I'm gonna take that on. So some things that we don't want to do, but we're going to take it on, presenting ourselves a living sacrifice unto you, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. So here we are right now to worship you as we position ourselves before you at your feet. Lord God, we ask that you will cleanse us. We ask that you will purify us. Purify, oh God. Get rid of all the stinky in our lives, all the stinky in our mouth, all the stinky in our eyes, all the stinky that we taking in, all the stinky that we listening to, all the stinky, stank, stank. Lord God, to hear you can have it. You can have it. And there's some things, I hear you, Holy Spirit, there's some things that don't stink to us, but it stink to the Lord. Okay, you can have it. There's some things on the earth that's like, it's cool, that's cool, that's cool, and ain't nothing wrong with that. It ain't sinful, it ain't this full, it ain't that full. But the Lord said, nah, I want to remove that from your life. I want to have that. I want to give you something else instead of that. Oh, Jesus. Ah, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, so, Lord God, thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are forgiving. Thank you for forgiving us our sins, forgiving us our iniquities, forgiving us our transgressions, forgiving us of things that we're unaware. The unawares. Forgive us of the unawares. Make us sensitive to you, Holy Spirit. Engulf us, Holy Spirit. Engulf our lives, Holy Spirit. Engulf our hearts, Holy Spirit. We thank you. Make us sensitive to you, Holy Spirit. Help us to go from being so easily offended, Lord God, to being in a place of not easily offending you, Holy Spirit. Ah, Jesus! Yes, Lord. I thank you. Thank you, oh God, for blessing us to encounter you right now. Wherever we are, you are omnipresent. I thank you, O God. You are omniscient, all-knowing, and we thank you, O God. Why would we not? Why would we go seek something else? There's only one that's all-knowing. Why would I seek someone else or something else? Why? Tell me. No? Okay, sorry. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I feel it impressed on my spirit right now that the Lord is inviting us to depend on him a little bit more. He's inviting us into a space, not just in this moment, okay, but entering into a season, entering into a time, entering into a new of depending on him a little bit more. And so in Lamentations, yes, Lord, I thank you. I can feel the Holy Spirit. I felt so much joy for the Lord. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25, it says, the Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. Ooh, ooh, ooh. The Lord is good. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. That's the New Living Translation. I'm going to read it again. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. We're searching in the place, in our place of prayer for you, Lord. Teach us, Lord God, how to be dependent on you, Lord. Teach us, oh God, how to depend on you in our business. Teach us how to depend on you for our business. Teach us, oh God, how to depend on you in our finances. Teach us, oh God, how to depend on you for our finances. Ah, teach us, oh God, how to depend on you in our relationships. Teach us how to depend on you, oh God, in our relationships. Teach us, oh God, teach us how to depend on you instead of our talents. Teach us how to depend on you, Lord, instead of our giftings. Teach us how to depend on you, oh God, instead of our abilities. Ah, ha, ha, because where do the abilities and the talents and the gifts come from, for real, for real? Teach us how to depend on you, oh God, and how to depend on you, oh God, and not our own intellect. Teach us, oh God, how to depend on you, oh God, and not our own strength. Ashataya! Teach us, oh God, how to depend on you, oh God. Hallelujah. Teach us how to depend on you, oh God, and not the people, and not the person. Hallelujah. Teach us how to depend on you, oh God, and not the man. And teach us how to depend on you, oh God, and not the woman. Teach us how to depend on you, oh God, and not our husbands. Teach us how to depend on you, oh God, and not our wives. Teach us how to depend on you, oh God, and not our children. Teach us how to depend on you, oh God. Ooh, I hear the Holy Spirit. Listen. Teach us how to depend on you, oh God, and not our insecurities. What? What? Teach us how to depend on you, oh God. I hear you, Holy Spirit, and not our failures. Ooh, come on, somebody. Does that for okay, okay, because for some of us, that don't even make sense. But we depend on it to the point where it dictates and it changes the way we move, okay? Shandaya, teach us how to depend on you, oh God, and not our fears. Teach us how to depend on you, oh God. I'm saying what you're saying, okay? I'm saying what you're saying, Holy Spirit. Teach us how to depend on you, Heavenly Father, and not our careers. Teach us how to depend on you, oh God, and even not the professionals within our career, okay? Teach us how to depend on you. I just heard the Holy Spirit. Teach us how to depend on you, oh God, and not our mentors. Teach us. Hallelujah. Teach us, oh God. No, Lord, so we can go down this list all day. Teach us how to depend on you, oh God. And listen, in depending on God Almighty, in that process, things will be exposed of where we've been leaning a little too much on the earthly things and the earthly people and the earthly systems and the earthly ways and the earthly words. Yes, Shandaya. Hallelujah. And it exposed those places and shake those places up and disturb those places and interrupt those places. I even hear the Lord, yes, the doctors and all the professionals, they're good, but teach us how to depend on you. What does it even look like in that area, in those sensitive areas to depend on you, in those vulnerable areas, in those abandoned areas, those trauma areas, those unforgiving areas, those not letting go areas, those very hurt and abused areas. Teach us how to depend on you, oh God. Teach us how to depend on you, oh God, and not our desires, oh God. Teach us how to depend on you, oh God, and not the riches. Teach us how to depend on you, Heavenly Father, and not the praise from people. Teach us how to depend on you, oh God, and not even that people-pleasing little situation. Thang, thang. Teach us, oh God. Teach us, oh God, how to depend on you and not even social media or our phones or whatever, the pleasures. Teach us how to depend on you and not the pleasures. Ooh, ooh, da-da-do, da-do. Teach us, oh God. Oh, help us, not just teach us, but help us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to depend on you. I'm going to read the scripture again. I'm going to read the scripture again for Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25 says, the Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. God, I feel like the Lord is emphasizing and highlighting that Lamentations 3 and 25. The Lord is the part A of it. The Lord is good to those who depend on him. Teach us, even as I was reading just now, teach us how to depend on you and not the diagnosis and the surety of the diagnosis and all the studying and the expertness from the diagnosis of all the sayings are being said. Oh, we need to depend on it. We need your word. Oh, because your word trumps. Your word trumps the man's word. Teach us to depend on you. Doesn't scripture talk about depending on you and trusting in you and not in kings and in presidents and in chariots? Come on, somebody. Oh, yes, Lord. Teach us and help us. Give us a desire and a yearning. Give us a courage to just step out there, step out of the boat Peter stepped out saying, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come. When Jesus was walking on water, amen, hallelujah, that his focus being Jesus so much that he stepped off of a dependable place into a, ooh, Holy Spirit, hold on, I'm gonna have to stop before, because he just gave me that revelation. No. He just gave me that revelation. Nah. He stepped out of a dependable place. Mm-hmm. The most dependable place in that within that place. Okay, they was in the middle of the waters. So in the middle of the waters, you ain't gonna choose no other place. Amen. If you gonna be anywhere, you gonna be on. Listen, I can depend on this right here. This little sturdiness. If there's anything in that which was dependable, he chose to step out of to fully. To fully. The holy. Totally. Depend on Jesus. Listen, our full dependence on Jesus will have us doing things and saying things and going things. Not going, I know. I'm going to just say it because it was just flowing. It was flowing real nice off the tongue, okay? And going things, meaning aka going places. Stick with me. And going things, going places, discovering things, discovering places, lands. Like Abraham was fully dependent on God. That it took him out of what he knew, that place of dependency, into a unknown, into a form, but fully dependent, learning to be walking into a greater dependence on on God. Moses, his yes caused him to be fully dependent. I gotta wait till God tells me to move. I gotta wait till God tells me to go. Right? I gotta walk in partnership with. And learn in that place my authority and power. To the point where when Moses was standing at the Red Sea, the Lord, I am, was like, just stretch out your rod. What are you doing crying to me? What are you doing standing there praying to me? So stretch out your rod. That's walking in the authority that I've given you. Ooh, yes. Oh, my gosh. So although living a life fully dependent on God, I'm living my life fully dependent on God. I'm learning how to live my life fully dependent on God. It's a beautiful thing, but it's also, yes, a scary thing. So what? So, it's scary, okay. I'ma just have to be scared. It's uncomfortable. Okay, so I'ma just have to be uncomfortable for a second. Cause in that process, amen, of me being scared and uncomfortable and inconvenienced and it don't feel good and all the things that come up, you know what's happening? Oh, I'm dying the self. I'm losing my life that I may find it. Oh, I'm taking up my cross, and I'm following Christ Jesus. Oh, this is the process. Oh, this healing process. Come on, I hear the Lord saying in the healing process, the healing process doesn't always feel good. There's parts in the healing process that hurt. Jesus. Let us choose to endure the hurt for the in the healing process. We're in the process. Oh God, thank you. So what's the word say? What's the word say? What God is telling us today? What's the remedy? What's the prescription? What's the answer? What's the instruction now? Depend on me is what I hear the Lord saying. Depend on me. The Lord is good to those who depend on him. Now I'm being reminded in this moment of Proverbs, amen, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, tells us to trust in the Lord, right? With all of our hearts, and lean not on our own understanding. Amen. In all of our ways, acknowledge him. All of our ways. That's, I'm dependent. When I'm fully dependent, I'm acknowledging, just like babies or children acknowledge, oh, I have a hunger, I'm dependent on you. Oh, I have a pain. Oh, I'm dependent on you to handle this, to fix this, to help me with this. I had to pull up something else that just came on my spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I pray you guys are joining me in just the simplicity and the quietness of thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm trusting you. I'm depending on you in my health journey and my health walk. I'm depending on you regarding my physical body and the conditions. We're depending. When I say I, it's we. We're depending on you. You are healer. You are Jehovah Rapha. We're depending on you regarding that report. We're depending on you. I hear you, Lord, regarding the email. We're depending on you regarding the phone call. We're depending on you regarding the job search. We're depending on you regarding the interview. Come on. We're depending on you for the job position. We're depending on you to excel in the position. We're depending on you. I thank you, Holy Spirit. We're depending on you for the increase. We're depending on you, oh God. We're choosing today and every day. And we're re-choosing to depend on you and to hear from you. And even in this moment, how the Holy Spirit gave it to me is like, I'm depending on you for the hearing. What do you say? What is heaven saying? That's what I'm going to agree with. And sometimes God wants to remind us that sometimes, all the time, anytime, one time, it's time that the Lord will speak the promise, to speak the word, and then we think that it's going to happen now, and we don't anticipate a storm to arise. Just like Jesus told his disciples to get in the boat and cross to the other side, that the promise was spoken, the word of, okay, delightful. This is delightful. We're about to make it through. We're about to go to the other side. It's about to be on over there because it was on over here. We're about to see what he's about to do. They didn't anticipate the storm. And so we're not going to let whatever storms arise up shake us, cause us to doubt, cause us to enter into unbelief. And even if those things rise up, Lord God, help us, Holy Spirit, to quickly get back to depending on you, depending on the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We're depending on you. I'm depending on you for the reconciliation. We're depending on you. I told you, when you hear I, it's we. It's the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are one. We're depending on you to fix the issue and to resolve the problem and to send the solution. We're depending on you to deliver us from this particular season and this particular moment. We're depending on you to deliver us from the fears. We're depending on you to deliver us, oh God. We're depending on you through the hardship and the toil. We're depending on you to rescue us. We're depending on you, oh God. I hear it again, to deliver us. okay, we're depending on you to deliver us. We're depending on you to deliver us. We thank you for deliverance, oh God. We thank you for a deliverance anointing. We thank you for deliverance, Heavenly Father. We're depending on you for the ministry. We're depending on you, oh God. I even hear the Lord saying, we're depending on you and not our own preaching skills. We're depending on you. We're depending on you, oh God. No matter how old we are and how long we've been on this earth and how professional and experienced we are, no matter what our resume is. Matter of fact, the more quick. Okay, we're just going to go with it. I'm going to stand behind that. The more quick, the quicker we want to call out our resume, the quicker we want to call out, amen, who we know and what we able to do. Let us be even quicker to fall back on God. And the more, thank you, Holy Spirit, the more, the easier it is for us to, like, go to, do you know what's in my bank account? Do you know what's on my resume? Do you know what position I hold? Do you know the, us in that place really need to be dependent on God. Really? That's really a false sense of. Because the minute you just yank that one little Yankee yank, oh, Jesus, help us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So when we think that, oh, I don't have to depend on God in that area, that's a scary place to be. That's actually like a weak place. That's really a very vulnerable place. We don't like to be vulnerable, but in those places, really vulnerable. We got to really be careful in those places, right? We should be rushing to the throne of grace and saying, Lord, don't let me get dependent on these earthly things. And Lord, don't let me become dependent on these earthly people. Don't let me become dependent on the earthly systems. Even the earthly ways, don't let me become dependent on the ways of the earth and the ways of the world. Oh Lord. So here we are, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Holy Spirit, how you're entering our households, entering our addresses. Our physical address, even our spiritual address, even the address of our heart and the address of our mind. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Like where we're spending so much time in our mind, or who we're spending so much time on in our minds. That's the address. Lord God, into those the addresses. I don't know why I got to say it like that, but I'm saying it like that. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that as we give you permission to enter all the places of our life, all the areas of our life, all of the ways of our life in this moment, as we give you permission and say, have your way. I thank you for what you are adding to us, and the addresses you are adding to us, and the addresses that you are leading us into. Amen. Hallelujah. The addresses of peace. The addresses. Amen. He's adding and dressing us. Okay, I hear you, Holy Spirit. That's why he's saying the addresses. Amen. He's adding unto us and dressing us with peace. He's adding unto us peace and dressing us with peace. He's adding, amen, unto us love and dressing us with love. He's adding unto us joy and dressing us with joy. He's adding unto us, amen, righteousness and dressing us with righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us don't get dressed like this. Some of us may be like, you know, He's adding unto us laughter and dressing us with laughter. What do you mean, Mika? What are you talking about? Oh, didn't. I don't know why. Didn't he add unto Abram? He added blessing and added unto his name, changing his name and identity into Abraham. He added unto him laughter. Hello, Isaac. Isaac means laughter. Ooh, Jesus. Add unto us. Come on. That is the impossible. That is his resurrecting power overtaking, overshadowing, overriding, overwhelming our lives. Oh my Lord, who art in heaven, he's adding unto us and dressing us with laughter. That's literally, but also just in his blessings, however his blessings manifest and whatever he chooses to do, amen, that cause us to laugh, cause people to laugh, hallelujah, cause people's mouths to drop and be shocked and in awe or shut up because we went from looking ashamed and being the less likely to being the one that he said, I'm spotlighting, I'm highlighting. You are the likely one. I made you the likely one. I like you. So now everybody else got to like you. Somebody said he's adding, as I depend and subtract and lose myself for him and give myself over to him, he's adding unto me and dressing me and dressing my life with things that I couldn't even imagine, that my eyes haven't seen, my ears haven't heard. What? And I think that I done heard some pretty phenomenal testimonies and things. And you saying you're going to do something that I never even heard of? That I never even saw of? Yep, I said that. I said it. That I never even thought of? That I never even conceived of. Somebody say that's the same thing as thought of. Okay, Anne. Ah, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's adding. Let our address become forgiveness. Adding and dressing me with forgiveness. He's adding and dressing me with a hunger and a thirst for righteousness and not this worldly stuff. Jesus. He's Taking me to the address of transformation. Taking me to an address of a greater faith. An even more beautiful walk of pleasing Him. What about an address of, I don't even care about being pleased anymore. I want to please Him. We can get to that place. We can grow in that place. We can. How about this? An address of a new worship and a new prayer life and a new way of reading the Word of God and how I experience God while and as I read His Word. And it's only a way that it takes Him to introduce me to. An address of diligence that is adding unto me and dressing me with a diligent walk. Scripture says He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And so God, on this day, in all of our ways, in all of our situations and all of our conditions and all of the things and all of the needs and all of the desires and all of the yearnings and all of the moans and the groans and all of the helps and all of the I don't understands and the whys that we have as we enter this place, Lord God, we take it all and we practice a life that's depending on You. And we thank You, oh God, that You're meeting us in this place. For what? I'm going to read it one more time, y'all. I'm going to read it one more time. The Lord is good to those who depend on Him. So we thank You, oh God, for how good You are being and how Your good is showing up in our life, showing up in our body, showing up in our mind, showing up in our home, showing up in our souls, showing up in our hearts, showing up in our bellies. Out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water, showing up in our relationships and in even in ways that's disrupting and moving and reshifting, but showing up. And we choose to submit to the good that You're doing in our life, even if in the moment it does not feel that way. And so, God, we just bless You and we thank You. Oh, taste and see, for the Lord is good, that the Lord is good. We're tasting and seeing that You are good. And it is good to depend on You. Listen, I'll see you back next week. Amen. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause His face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift His countenance toward you, and give you His peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. Remember, with God, all things are possible, and we are depending on Yahweh. Hallelujah. Amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.